Torah. So, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter is one of the Ziknei Breslov in Eretz Yisrael. He's a very, very special person. He's a person whose personal life is not so pashut, but he's a person who lives, not just teaches and preaches, but lives the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman. And you'll see that much of the Sefer is built, sometimes more openly, sometimes less openly, based on the Torah of Rabbi Nachman. So let's begin. Second volume of Lekkat Amarim. The first piece is called Alios V'Yaridos. I had a very meaningful conversation with someone yesterday, and this was what we were talking about. We were talking about how sometimes a person swings from one end to the other end. It's Yom Kippur, and you're flying high, and it's Sukkos, and you come back, and you're crashing. And sometimes dafka, the big highs lead to big crashes. And the challenge is, how does a Jew continue to get back up when, unfortunately, at times we get knocked down? Svarim HaKadoshim say, Heima karu v'nafalu. Heima karu v'nafalu, Svarim HaKadoshim say, it means that when the goyim, when the nations of the world, when they fall, they continue to fall. Right? Heima karu, when they stumble, v'nafalu, and they fall. But by a Jew, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Right. A tzaddik, v'amechulam tzaddikim, by a Jew, we fall and we get up, and we fall and we get up, and we fall and we get up. And that's how we become big people. And that's the mitzvah of the world. Before we even read the opening piece, which is a paragraph from the Gute Maran, Torah Chafhei, I'll tell you one maisa from the Chazon Ish. In the Sefer Maisa Ish, in the fifth volume, on page 119, someone once came to the Chazon Ish, and he said, Rabbi, I need you to give me a bracha. What do you need a bracha for? I need a bracha that my Yitzhahara will go away. Not bad. Brought from the Chazon Ish to get rid of your Yetzirah. So listen to what the Chazon Ish. I'm going to read you the Lashon from the Sefer. Heishiv lo haChazon Ish. Ma ata rotze lamus? You want me to kill you? Notice he didn't say, I couldn't give you a bracha to get rid of your Yetzirah. Right? Chazon Ish Mestama could have given a bracha to get rid of your Yetzirah. But he said, if I can take away your Yetzirah, I'm going to kill you. La odem chai ish Yetzirah. A person who's alive has a Yetzirah. Rak bishvil ze odem chai. Lis gavel Yetzirah. That's why you're alive. To engage in the battle. And guess what? The reality of all battles is that there's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs. You think professional boxers who win a lot don't get beat up? They get beat up a lot. There's actually interesting studies that are done. How good boxers know, right, how to let their opponent hit them to almost give their opponent the impression that, like, you're gonna get me. It says in Torah Avos, one of the Slonimer Svarim, it says the Ikr in Mechames HaYetzer, it says everyone gets beat up in Mechames HaYetzer. On the battlefield, everyone gets beat up. In Torah Savas, it says in Mechames HaYetzer, you give a punch and you take a punch. The Ikr is who throws the last punch. And that's what the piece is going to teach us how to do. Everyone gets beat up. Yaakov Avinu is also limping, but he wins. He beats the Malach. And the person who's willing to fight and the person who's willing to keep trying will win. So the Chazon Ish said, you want me to kill you? You want me to take away your Yetzirah? Im ein lo Yetzirah, lama lo lachios klal? If you don't have Yetzirah, what are you living for? The whole tachlis of life is to battle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Huttner has a letter. He says, you lose some small battles, but you win the war. That's the goal. Everyone's going to have your Yeridus. And it's demyonos to think, like we learned the other day, right, that la'ela u la'ela. You're not going to be la'ela u la'ela forever. That's an avera to think you're going to be la'ela u la'ela. A Jew has to understand there's going to be ups and downs. And that's how a tzaddik gets strong. Sheva yipol tzaddik. The tzaddik falls, but come, but he gets back up. So says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, quoting from Likutei Maran, Torah Chafhei. Amar b'zeh ha'lashon. U'b'zeh to'im ha'chasidim harbe. Many chasidim, many pious people. People who want to be close to Hashem, they mess up in this. She'pisom nidma lahem she'naflu me'avodas Hashem yisvach. You could have like a really great streak going, and then one day just fall apart. And a chassid feels, right, he makes a mistake to think that, I've fallen away from Hashem. I guess everything I did was fake. Right? Because now I fell. If I was real, then I'd be going up and up and up and up. Uve emes ein ze nefila klal. But says Rabbi Nachman, that's not a nefila. Not every time you have a temporary setback is that actually classified as a nefila. The basic concept of yirida letzarech aliyah. That if I want to jump higher, I have to bend my knees. I have to lower myself in order to go higher. Right? I have to take my foot, as other svarim say, off the ladder, compromising my safety and stability in order to lift up my foot to get to the next rung. So if I'm never gonna, you know, have what appears to be a setback, if I'm not gonna lower myself to spring higher, then I'll never go higher. So he says many chassidim make the mistake the second that something goes wrong, they get all bent out of shape. Uve emes ain't a nefila klal. Sometimes it's not a nefila at all. Rak machmas shetzrichim lalos mimadrega lemadrega. Vaz misorim misgabrim haklipos mechadash sheim ataivos vehabilbulim vehadimyonos vehamachshavos amenios. When a person is about to get to the next level, all of a sudden the klipa, the etzahara, the satan, whatever you want to call him, right? The fear of the emotional fear of taking my avodas Hashem to the next level, whatever it is, however you want to classify it, puts up a wall. Are you for real? Are you going to take it to the next level? So as soon as a person wants to go from Madrega to Madrega, well, you're crossing over again. We don't know exactly where those lines are. You know, this is called beginner, this is called intermediate, this is called advanced. We have no idea. But the Yitzhara does. And the Yitzhara sees that when you're on the threshold of crossing over into a new category, a new level of Avodas Hashem, the Yitzhara puts up a real fight to block you from transitioning. He wants to get stuck on whatever level you're on. And therefore the Yitzhara comes at you with, again, Taivos and Bilbulim. And sometimes it's very weird. Sometimes like out of nowhere. I was so good for so long. I was working on a certain Midah, not getting angry. And then one day I got so angry. Like it came out of nowhere. That must be because I'm about to reach a certain new level in controlling a particular Midah. So all of a sudden there's Taivos and there's Bilbulim, all sorts of confusion and Demionos, all sorts of false ideas enter my mind, Machshavos, Menios. But like Tzadikim say, I don't remember who says it. Maybe Rabbi Nachman said it, I don't know. Tzadikim say that Minia, the same letters as Minia, which means an obstacle, is also Ni'ima, which means sweet and pleasant. Because if you understand that the obstacles are there to help you get stronger, then you have a different perspective. And that's what Rabbi Nachman is teaching us, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita is going to teach us. Al-Kain Srichim Lizgaber Kol Pam Echadash, and therefore you need to continue to try again. Lachazor Ulachnia Lishaber Haklipos. Vamanios, to break through all of those things that get in the way. Shebachol Madrego Madrego Michotash, as you're about to reach that new level. Avaba emes ein zen nefila klal. And Rabbi Nachman is not being apologetic, he's teaching us what Yiddishkeit is. And sometimes something that looks like a nefila is not bechlal a nefila. He's not giving us chizuk. Right? As some like to say. Rabbi Nachman wasn't here just to you know, say nice things to us, which aren't true. He's being megala deep truths. It's not what Judah Klein always says. It's not chizuk ba'alma. Not chizuk. Right? It's deep Torah. This is Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shabbeinu. Rabbi Nachman is revealing to us that don't be a fool and mislabel something. For the millionth time this semester. Svasemes. Lo susura achar levavchem v'achar einechem. Things are not always what they appear to be. Don't be fooled by your eyes. Don't mislabel something. Don't mislabel yourself as a person who's not on a certain madriga because you had a temporary setback. That might be the moment where you're about to cross over into a totally new level. Says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, Ha'olam hazeh banoi umurka me'aliyos v'yaridos. Everything in the world. He's about to describe it as what? As the reality of the world. You cannot escape this reality. And that's what this piece is about. Accepting this reality. There's going to be ups and downs. And that's okay. That's reality. Rabbi Lamb has a drasha in his drashot l'dorot on Parshas Bereishit. He says that Avram was the first Jew to make aliyah. Avram was the first Jew to go up, but he was also the first Jew to get kicked out of the land. He was the first Jew to make Yerida. Yeah? So it's not all up. It's never all up. Right? You think Avram, the beloved Avram Avinu, the first Jew to go up, right? In the most simple sense, going up to Eretz Yisrael. But he was also the first Jew who, shortly thereafter, went down from Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's life. That's reality. Rabbi Lamb says, that's reality. There's ups and there's downs. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. That's what Rabbi Lamb says. That's what everyone says. That's the reality of the world. So says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, Ha'olam hazeh banoi u'murkav. Who knows what the word murkav means? We spoke about it by an esrog. Right? Right, that's grafted. An esrog that's been grafted with other fruits. So this world is made up, it's murkav, it's complex, it's made up of different components. It's built from Aliyos and Yeridos. That's what the world is built on. There are ups and there are downs. And therefore, whether you like it or not, every single person has to play by the rules of reality. And the rules of reality are, there are ups and there are downs. You play by the rules with regard to breathing. You play by the rules with regard to eating and sleeping. Even if you don't eat healthy food, and even if you don't sleep enough, right? But you're forced. It's a mitzias. It's a physical reality that you're bound by. This spiritual reality is also, he says, mitzias. It's the reality of the world. We're forced to play by those rules. There's times when we're going to be up, and there's times when we're going to be down. And a person who tries to escape, misalei means he hides himself. He hides himself, he conceals himself from this reality. And he says, I always want to be going up. I don't want any setbacks. So says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, it's not just foolish, it's not just a wrong hashkafa. You know what you're doing? He says in the fourth line, Harehu no gedas klali habriya. You're going against reality. You're living a dream. That's not how it works. That's not how it works with the biggest tzaddikim. There are ups and there are downs. There are may sinan, you may ava. To use the language of Rabbeinu Tam. Right? There's katan samochin and godless samochin. There's times when your mind is in an expansive state, and there's times when you can't even get yourself out of bed in the morning. And that's the reality. Yes, even for big tzaddikim. That's how it works. Ups and downs. V'zegam aim v'shorish l'rov ha'kishlonos v'anafilos v'avodas ha'adam l'boro. And failing to understand this principle messes up most people. Most of the stumbling, most of the kishlonos that people stumble in is because they don't appreciate this. I'll never forget a conversation I had with a guy in one of my first years in YU. He came to me with this look on his face. I literally thought he like must have murdered someone and like buried the body. I don't know, like under grandma's pizza or something. I had no idea like what he could possibly have done that he looked like so tzabrachin. I said, Rebbe, could we talk? I said, yeah, sure. Like, it seems like an emergency. So he tells me, he's like, I don't know what's going on. I said, what happened? He's like, I missed Minyan this morning. I was like, okay, so you go to Minyan tomorrow. He's like, no, but like I promised my Shana Ved Rebbe, we had that like conversation at the end of the year, and I even wrote a letter to myself, and I basically like, you know, swore and signed it in blood that I would never miss Minyan in YU. And my Rebbe said, if I miss Minyan once in YU, that's it, it's a sign, you're nobody, you're a faker. Everything you did 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, the whole thing's a big lie. So I said to him, I said, brother, you gotta relax, like, you'll be okay. Yeah, he said, okay. So you stayed up really late, you were studying, it was pre-med, you were studying for a huge chemistry thing, and you overslept, right? And you daven shacharis, not with a Minyan, a little bit later than you usually do. I said, you have to decide right now, is this going to like... Because this could become that slippery slope. If you wanted to, if you're going to decide that I'm a bum and everything I do is fake now, so now I guess I'm not the type of guy to go to Minyan, so you'll never go to Minyan again. I said, it's okay, it'll be fine. I had the same conversation like a year later with a guy about Night Seder. He's like, I miss Night Seder. I was like, okay, so go to Night Seder tomorrow. He's like, no, but I promised myself I wouldn't miss Night Seder. So says Rabbi Nachman, says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, Dimyonos. There's gonna be ups and downs. Yeah, that's not the goal. We don't try to like, you know, 50-50, half the time up, half the time down. But there's going to be ups and downs. That's mitzias. That's a chok v'lo yavur of teva. It's a reality of this world. And a person who fights that, he says, is no good as klali habriya. I'll tell you a story about an opposite guy who I worked with in YU. A guy who had fallen apart and completely stopped davening, completely stopped putting on his tefillin, was very, very, very turned off. Also, I think it's connected to this whole sugya of Elios and Yeridos, because he got into his head like he's going to be the Gadol Hador. You know, so once he wasn't the Gadol Hador, he couldn't, like, might as well be the Rasha Hador, you know? So I had to go to the other extreme. Sort of Cook's essay, Hador, you know? The extremes. So I said to him, let's try something for a week. Try for a week, put on your tefillin, say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Say those six words, and then take off your tefillin. He's like, nah, it's a joke, that's pointless. I said, no, do that for a week. It's so easy, so do it. Do it for a week. So he did it for a week. And then he came back a week later, I said, okay, good, so now put on your tefillin, and say Shema, and like, I don't know, what do you think you can handle? He said, Ashrei, do an Ashrei and a Shema. You want to do a Baruch Shamar and a Shema? You want to do like, Shasli Kol Tzarki for your shoes and a Shema? Like, what do you want to... And slowly, this person was able to build himself back up. Because he wasn't going to let his Dimyonos of Aliyah define him. He wasn't going to let his Yerida define him. There's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. And this guy is now back in Minyan. And he's dialing with the Minyan every day. And he feels good about himself. And he is a Ben Aliyah. but he understood how to ride the waves, how to navigate the ups and downs. So he says at the end of the paragraph, "Zeh gam." Yes, fine, good. So the last two lines on the page, "Kizos ledas," because you need to understand. Shekamosha etzin yiridas al olam hazehu tzarech gavoa miuchad is an amazing thing. Think about it. How does your life begin? With the ultimate yirida, your neshama being taken from tachas kisei hakavod and being thrown down to this world. And if Hashem's starting you off that way, then obviously I can even recover from that. So if I can recover from that, I can recover from missing a night sitter. If I can recover from that, if I can recover from being taken tachas kisei hakavod and being flung into this world of sheker, yeah, the alma de shikra, if I can survive that, if Hashem believes that I can overcome that, I could probably overcome missing minyan one morning. Again, we're not striving for that. And halavai, we should have really long streaks that Hashem says to us, wow, 5 years you've gone straight without missing a minyan. But eventually life catches up to you. Something's going to happen. Whether it's minyan or something else, you're going to have a yirid in something. And a person has to know how to handle that. So just like you were sent down to this world, and it's for a great lofty purpose, kivisha galuy v'yadua l'tamim dayim, as well known to those who have deep understanding, kein kol yirid v'tim tumalev, turn the page, hatok v'mes ha'adam. So to every setback, every difficulty you encounter, hutzorech gavoa miyuchad, it's for a lofty purpose. Don't say it was a wasted moment, it was a failure, I can't learn anything from it, I can't do it. Learn from it, grow from it, be bigger from it. To be able to grab onto a Kodesh Baruch Hu from that place of Yerida, to be able to grab onto Hashem in a new way. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, who is the complete Baal Tshuva? The complete Baal Tshuva, says the Rambam, right? What's Tshuva Gemura? The Rambam says the person who in the past messed up with a certain thing, and now he's in that same place, in that same environment, the same situation, and he makes the right choice. That's Tshuva Gemura. If you look in Sifrei Chassidus, if you understand, right, Rubenstein explained this to me one time, you'll understand that the essence of all of Yiddishkeit is Tshuva. Tshuva precedes the world, the Gemara says, Chazal say. Tshuva came kodem ha'olam. Right? So what does that mean? That the person who dafka messed up is now eligible for Tshuva Gemura? He's gonna attain a level called Tshuva Gemura. The Makom Dabali Tshuva Omdim is even greater than the Tzaddik sometimes. So when we have setbacks, a person has to know, okay, now I have an opportunity. So I messed up, but now I have an opportunity to do Tshuva Gemura. Now I have an opportunity to draw close to Hashem. Now I have an opportunity to be what the Gemara says in Brachos. The place of the Baal Tshuva is even greater than the perfect Tzaddik. And again, there's no such thing as a perfect Tzaddik. Ein Tzaddik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yachta. Pasuk says there's no Tzaddik in the world who only does good and doesn't mess up. We all mess up. We miss the mark. Chait. Chait means missing the mark. We sometimes miss the mark. So now he has an amazing part from the Maggid. Matzinu Eitzel Shammai Hazaki. Kishabah HaNochreelah. The famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, where a potential convert came to Shammai and Hillel and said, teach me Kol HaTorah Kula. So we find that a non-Jew came to Shammai Hazaken, Ubikshu Lagairo Amanas Shilam Dinos Kol HaTorah Kishuhu Omer Al Regel Achas. Teach me Kol HaTorah Kula, standing on one foot. What does that mean, standing on one foot? Shammai should stand on one foot. The Nachri, the convert, wants to stand on one foot. What does it mean to learn Torah standing on one foot? So the Maggid of Mezrich explains as follows. So what did Shammai do? Dachfo, what's the next word? Ba'amas Habinyan. Shammai was in construction. Shammai had a profession. You have to have a profession. How else are you going to have money to feed your children and buy clothing and send your kids to yeshiva? Yeah? So Shammai was involved in construction work. So he had, right? Or maybe he was an architect. So Shammai had in his hand an amas habinyan. What's an amas habinyan? Well, an amma we know is a measurement. From your elbow to the top of your middle finger. That's called an amma. Anywhere from a foot to 2 feet, depending on the poskim. Yeah? So it can't be more than 20 amos. And amas habinyan is like a builder's measuring rod. Right? So he had this thing for measuring, you know, amas. And he drove him with dachfo ba amas habinyan. He drove him away with what? With the measuring stick in his hand. Okay. So explains the Maggid of Mezrich. Umuva b'shem ha-Maggid ha-Kadosh mi-Mezrich. Zechusu yigen aleinu. Go after the parentheses. It gives you the Maribor Kompas. Shemarum mezbezeh inyin ha-Amor. What was Shammai saying to him? What did the Nachri want? What did Shammai say to him? It's an amazing part. Oso Nachri ba l'Shammai b'vakasha lios Yehudi. I want to be a Jew. On condition But I see that the Jewish people have major, major ups and downs. Jewish history has some of the most beautiful moments, some of the most broken moments. I don't think I can handle that type of extreme living. Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yudal, the Jewish people are compared to what? Compared to stars, compared to dust, to earth. When we're up, says the Gemara, we reach the highest heights. When we're down, we hit the floor hard. We're compared to, we're extreme. We're compared to the stars, compared to dirt. Stars and sand. Right? We're the highest and we're the lowest at the same time. And that's part of the paradox of Klal Yisrael. And that's also, again, like explained, you get to the end of the Chumash, you go immediately back to the beginning. The ends and the beginnings are connected. The highest and the lowest are connected. We're the generation that's going to meet Mashiach, even though, in a certain sense, you read the Sadoras makes us the lowest generation, but in a certain sense, we're the highest generation. Okay. So this Nachri says, I can't do this extreme stuff. I want to just sit in the middle. I want to stay in the middle. Rav Yaakov Pishavorsk was a big tzaddik. So Rav Yaakov Pishavorsk, after the war, he settled in Paris for a period of time. And he came to a Beis Medrash where some Jews were gathering. And he sat right in the middle of the Beis Medrash. He wanted a seat. You could see, like, he was looking, like, where am I going to sit? And he took a seat, smack in the middle of the Beis Medrash. So there's a chashuv person. There's a Rav Yaakov. Come sit by the Mizrach. Come sit in the front. And they said, besides, no one sits there. Who sits in the middle? And surely you have people who actually want to daven, they'll probably sit towards the front. And you have people who just come because they have to, and they stand in the back. No one sits in the middle. So Rav Yaakov Pishavor said the following. He said, the Gemara says, in Psachim, on Daf Nun, the Gemara says that the Gemara tells a story, a certain Tana passed away, and they brought him back. Right? They revived him, they said, what did you see? So he says, Olam Hafuch Reisi. I saw an upside down world. In the world of truth, everything was upside down. What's on the top in this world is on the bottom in the next world. What's on the bottom in this world is on the top in the next world. Right, so Rav Yaakov Pishavor said, he says, I'm going to sit in the middle. He says, that way when HaKadosh Baruch Hu flips the whole world over, the middle is always the middle. If I stay in the middle, I'm safe. If I sit in the back, I'm going to end up being thrown in the front. If I think I'm a big tzaddik, I sit in the front. I say, oh, you think you're such a big tzaddik, I sit in the back. I got a back row seat at the base of Mikdash. Asalavo. So if I stay in the middle, at least I can keep my muzzle, keep my seat. Yeah, so this Nachri comes to Hillel, comes to Shammai, first Shammai and then Hillel. First to Shammai, it says, Shammai, teach me kol Torah kula, al regel achas. What was he asking for? So he explains what he was asking for. I don't want the Elios and the Eritos. El etomid yamod ki ilu al regel achas alo shum michshol mi'ida. I can't handle the ups and downs. Just give me a seat in the middle. Give me some stability in my life. The Jewish people are too extreme. You guys have the lowest lows and the highest highs. The biggest tzaddikim ever came from the Jewish people, and the biggest rasham ever came from the Jewish people. The greatest, you know, most useful creations and developments in science, technology, and medicine came from Jews, and some of the most destructive forces in the world were also created by Jews. V'dach v'shamay ba'amas ha'binyin shebi'aldo. And Shammai took his building staff, his building stick, his measuring rod, and he struck him and said, get out of here. What are you talking about? That's not how the world is built. That's not the mitzvahs of the world. There's no such thing as no alios and yuridos. You want to be standing on one foot. And when you walk, you pick your foot up and you put it down. Oh, I just want to be standing. That's not the avod of a Jew. The avod of a Jew is to work his way through the ups and downs. That's the mitzvahs of the binyan. That's how the world was built. You were sent to this world. You had the biggest yirid of all time when you came to this world. And now it's the time to go up. But there's going to be ups and downs. That's how it works. And it becomes of necessity to go through alios and yiridos. Because that is part of how the world works. If you don't want that, and you don't buy into the way the world operates, then you're not part of the Jewish people. And I can't invite you to convert and be part of our people. Because the way that it works, Jewish reality, the way that we see reality, is that there are ups and there are downs. So then he went to Hillel, bottom paragraph on page Ches. Ukishabo oso nachri lehil hazakin. Ba oso bakasha. When he came to Hillel, what did he say to Hillel? Same thing. Teach me the whole Torah on one foot. Figured Hillel has a reputation for being a nice guy. Maybe Hillel will be able to help me. So what did Hillel say to him? Oh, you want the whole Torah on one foot? I'll tell it to you. What did he say to him? Da'alach sane l'chavirach lo sa'avid. I don't know what it means. Da'alach sane, what to you is despicable, what you hate, don't do to someone else. That's the foundation of Kol Torah Kula. Rashi on that Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, Rashi quotes the pasuk in Mishlei. Because what does Hillel say? What your friend doesn't like, don't do. So Rashi says a great shot. Rashi quotes the pasuk in Mishlei that says Re'acha v'Re'a Avicha. Your friend and your father's friend, don't abandon. Pasuk in Mishlei. So Rashi in Mishlei says, who's your friend? Hashem is your friend. Who's your father's friend? Who is a friend of the Avos? Who's a friend of the Avos? Also Hashem. So Rashi says, that's what Hillel was saying to him. Right? Don't upset your friend. Don't do something to upset your friend. Who's your friend? Hashem's your friend. That's Rashi's pshat on Shas. Shabbos daf lamed aleph. That's what Hillel was saying to him. Pasuk pshat. What your friend doesn't like, don't do. Meaning what? Meaning Hashem wants to be your friend. Hashem didn't create you because He doesn't like you. Hashem gave you restrictions because He wants to make you a good person. And Hashem is your friend. Okay. Right? An even more pashup shot is that Hillel was telling him, if you're makpin on bein adam l'chaveiro, then you'll be makpin on bein adam l'makom. Be good to your friends, to your actual friends. But how does it fit into this verb from the Maggid of Mezrich? So he says as follows. Hillel says to him, third line, Hainu shehillel azokin avdaito haisakein. Hillel said to him, similar to Shammai, but he said it in a different way. Sheba'olam hazeh mukhrachim l'chayos imiritus. Uva amirazu rotza lahazbir lo shiavin. He wanted to explain to him what Shammai was saying. That there are going to be ups and downs. But here's how Hillel explained it to him. Shu mukhrach l'chayos gam imiritus. Al yedei kach shabir lo echad me'atamim shabedavar sheyesh ma'ala gedola birida dafka. He said, I'm going to explain to you why a yirida is actually a good. Let me show you how a yirida helps someone. And then you'll understand why you also have to be prepared to accept the life of Elios and Yeridas. Let me show you an example of how a Yerida helped out another person. Be good to your friend. When a person finds himself in a fallen place, when you're in a low place and you decide, you know what, enough of this, I'm making a change. And you pick yourself up from that low place. And you crown a Kadosh Baruch Hu over that place. When you're in that low place, guess what? You're a holy Jew, but sometimes you have a low moment. So when you're in that low moment, there are some people, some Jews and even non-Jews, right, whose souls are found in that low place, whose spiritual connection is in that low place. So you're wondering, how did I end up in there? This place is not for me. Hashkacha had it that you ended up in that place. And now you say, I'm getting out of this place. But you know what happens when you leave that place? You know who you're taking with you? You're dragging along all of those neshamos who are struggling, who can't find the way out on their own. When you lift yourself up from that low place, those neshamos, he say, that are what? Ashuka, v'nidachas, those neshamos that are cast away, that are trapped in that place. Right? When you lift yourself up, umala osa be'emtzos hamlachoso esboro ba'osa mekomot. When you crown Hashem over that place, you're shedding spiritual light into that place. And now people who couldn't find the way out, are able to find the way out thanks to you. So now, Hillel says to the guy, he says to this Nachi, how did you get inspired all of a sudden to become a Jew? Where you woke up one day and decided you just want to be a Jew? Where does that come from? It's an interesting question in general by a convert. So he says to him, Ata atzmecha. He says, let me tell you the story about someone who helped someone else. He's telling him the story of his own life. Hillel explained to him, Yesh lecha neshama kedosha. He says to this Nachri, I can see you have a big soul. You're gonna convert. You're meant to convert. V'kara mashakar beglal irvav haneshamos be'et yoshal chayt et hadas. But your neshama somehow, instead of being born a Jew, was born to another religion, to another people, to another nation, because of the mixing up of everything by the chayt et hadas. So you're really you're a holy soul, but you kind of lost your way along the way. Or maybe you made certain choices and it led you on a certain path. Yeah, let's turn the page. Shenafalta v'nitmata b'soch chlipos goy. And somehow you ended up as a simple non-Jew. But one day you got inspired. One day you felt something burning inside you and said, I want to be a Jew. So where did it all of a sudden come from that you had this awakening to join the Jewish people? It must be that one time there was a Jew who was in a lowly state, based matzav shel yirida, or tim to malev. There was a Jew who ended up in a low place. And when that Jew went down and then bounced back strong, he pulled you out of the dirt. He lifted you up. And he crowned Hashem over that place. and all of a sudden you felt this desire to be lifted up, to join the Jewish people. So just like someone went down to lift you up, you hear what Hillel is saying to him? You want to be always a Ben Aliyah, you always want to be up. But the only reason you got lifted up is because someone else went down and brought you back. So too, you need to do the same for the next person. You need to sometimes have a Yerida. It's not going to be al regel achas. You can't stand on one leg. You're going to have a Yerida in order to what? In order to lift yourself up and to lift someone else up. To pay it forward. If that Jew went down for you, why aren't you prepared to have a Yerida to help someone else out? We don't understand the behind the scenes. We don't know how it works. The bottom line is, it's a chok v'lo yavar. It's a mitzias of teva. There's ups and there's downs. And that's how it has to be. And we can't try to beat that system. There's an amazing, amazing vart in the biography of Rabbi Lazer Geldsaber. Maybe my second favorite biography after the Rosh Shlomo Freifeld biography. In the biography of Rabbi Lazer, on page 201, is an amazing, amazing vart. Ready for this? He says the following. Rabbi Lazer said, everyone's trying to figure out, what's Vayakel Pekudei? What is Parsh Vayakel Pekudei? Right? If you're still in it, you know, Shnayim Mikra by then, you're struggling. Like, we did this already. True with the Tzavah, I don't need to do Vayakel Pekudei. What do I need a Vayakel Pekudei for? Just chasing over all the measurements I didn't understand the first time about the Mishkan. Right? Like, you have to make me feel bad twice? So Rabbi Lazer said an amazing vart. Rabbi Lazer said, no. Truma Tetzava is what? Truma Tetzava is building the Mishkan. Yeah? What part is after Tetzava? Kisisa. What do we read about in Kisisa? What do we read about in Kisisa? Cherega. So says Rabbi Lazer Geldzahler, Vayakel Pekudei is saying that even after Cherega, you can rebuild the Mishkan. That's what it's saying. That's what Vayakel Pekudei is. That even after you messed up with an egel, you can rebuild the Mishkan. It fits with the var we said from the Vilna Gaon about what's the Yontav of Sukkos is. Right? We're not celebrating the Anani Akavod, the first Mishkan that we got when we left Mitzrayim. After Chera Egel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Anani Akavod back. That's what Vayakel Pekudei is. So now it's a beautiful Parsha. It's a Parsha that says, after reading about an Egel, the worst thing you could possibly will never recover from an Egel, says the Torah of Vayakel Pekudei. Go build the Mishkan again. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and make a bias for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the chizuk we get from Vayakel Pekudei. So says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, Urei b'sefer Makor Chaim al Tehillim, which brings in the name of the Maggid of Koznitz. It brings something that's found in the Gilyon HaTehillim Shalom. Right? It bring copies over something that was written on the side of the Koznitz or Maggid's Tehillim. Nasata l'reyecha nesles noses. What does it mean? L'harim hanitzotzos Hayirayim noflim b'nisyonos. What does that mean? Yeah, what does the pasuk say? Nasata l'reyecha, you gave to the one who fears you, nes, a banner, lis noses. Right? Banner to be uplifted. Yeah? V'sa nes l'kabis gulio sen. Lift up the banner. So he says, what does it mean? Nasata l'reyecha, Lahirim hanitzotos hainu hayureyim noflim b'nisyonos. He says sometimes a person who's yureyecha, a yari shemayim, has a yerida, right? He has a nes, he has a nisayon. Nes means nisayon, he's saying. He has a nisayon. Ukesheim olim mevarim chalki akadusha mitocha klipos. I gave you a nes, I gave you a nisayon, lis noses, to have an aliyah. Sometimes even a person who's a yari shemayim, nasata l'reyecha, I gave to one who fears. A nes, lis noses, a nisayon in order to lift yourself up. And when you come back up, you lift up things with you. Exactly what we just explained. As is found in many svarim, that certain tzaddikim said, I'm not going straight to Gan Eden. I'm passing by Gehenim. And when I go by Gehenim, I'm going to bring people with me. I'm going to pull Jews out of Gehenim. And that's the right way to be. To be concerned for others. Again, we're not looking for nefilos to save others. We'll leave that for the big tzaddikim. Right? But the reality is there's going to be ups and downs. And that's how it works. And that's how we achieve great things. He says in the second to last paragraph, we say for Imre Kadosh HaShalim, Me'asraf Mistrelisk, the Imre Kadosh of Uri of Strelisk, the Chusay again Aleinu, it says the following. It says about Avram and Sarah as HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. The souls that they made in Charan. What does it mean, the souls that they made in Charan? Perish K'mo Tikun. Asu sometimes means to prepare something. or to correct something. It doesn't just mean to make it from scratch, but it means to mold something, to shape something. Right? But Yasal Kimasa Rakia. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metaking the Rakia. Shall Yidei HaNisyonos Asher Avraham Avraham Avinu Olav HaShalom. That when even Avram, yes, how did Avram have so many people who came to join him? Because Avram had a lot of struggles in his life. Avram grew up in a house of idol worshippers. Avram himself, when he was a kid, worshipped idols, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the first parak. So Avram had a lot of struggles. As HaNefesh are also B'charon. He says, Charon is the Lashon of Charon. Charon Af. Right? A time of wrath. A time of struggle. When things were difficult. As HaNefesh asher asu b'charon. Avram kept pushing. And he was able to fix a lot of souls. He's been talking about Yas. He made a lot of souls in his moments of charon. Shezeh b'chinas b'charon. B'matav shacharon af. Even at those moments where Hashem was angered with Avram, Hashem was disappointed with Avram, and Avram himself was disappointed with himself and struggling. Beautiful insight from Ruri of Strelitz. And finally, in the last paragraph, he quotes from Rav Tzadok. Ve'ra'isi b'sefer pri tzadik, la'rav ha'kadosh of tzadik ha'koin milublin, in Parshas Vayelech. And if you really process this last insight, it's mamish. It's as strong as anything else we've seen. The pasuk says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Ben Meya Ve'Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom, Lo Uchal Od Letzeis V'Lavo. Moshe says, I'm 120 years old. I can't do this anymore. I'm no longer able Letzeis V'Lavo. I can no longer go out and come back. I can't do the back and forth anymore. Says Rav Tzadok, and it's obvious at this point what he's going to say. Rav Tzadok says, even Moshe Rabbeinu understood. There's ups and downs. And Moshe understood in the most literal way. He went up the mountain to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he came down the mountain to be with Klal Yisrael. And he was makabel both of them ba'ava. Hainu shem Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom amar. Ki ein lo od yiridos ve'alios. Moshe says, I've reached the heights of what I can achieve. There's a couple ways you could say it. Right? Perhaps it means that Moshe had reached such a state of perfection that there were no longer ups and downs. And Moshe said, if there's no ups and downs, then I don't need to be alive. Exactly like the Chazon Ish told that Bachar, who asked him for a bracha to get rid of his Yetzirah. Moshe understood that life in this world is meant to be lived in the struggle. Ein la'od yiridos ve'alios lafi dargaso, v'ubishay ha'shlemus, he had reached the pinnacle of shlemus, b'chad ketira, right, singularly possible, b'lishum yirid d'klal, to the point that there were no longer ups and downs, v'im kein hu siyam avodaso b'zeh ha'olam. And Moshe says, if that's the case, then I've done everything I need to do. Because life is meant to be lived with Aliyos and Yeridos. We just had the Yontov of Sukkos. The Orga d'Aliyahu asked a question in his writings on the Simchas Beis Shoev, a piece on the Nisuch HaMayim. Now we know that the Simchas Beis Shoev was a celebration of the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach. Rav Hutner has an interesting piece in Pachad Yitzchak where he says it's a very strange avoda. You take water out of the ground and you pour it back into the ground. It doesn't even look like something, you know? He says, Rosh Hashanah, you blow the shofar. And he says, Yom Kippur, you go lefnai lefnim and you do avodah. At least it looks like an avodah. He explains why even that's not really doing anything. But at least it looks like you're doing something. What the heck is Nisuch HaMayim? You draw water and then you celebrate, you dance all night, and you draw water, and you pour it out of his back, and it runs back down to where it came from. What kind of avodah is that? And that's Zman Simcha Seinu. Oh yeah, that's Zman Simcha Seinu. That's Zman Simcha Seinu. The simcha of trying to take something from one place and put it in another place and it goes right back to the old place. What's the simcha in that? So Rav Gedalia Shur addresses that question, Rav Putner addresses that question, but I think based on what we're learning, that a Jew can be the simcha knowing that some of the things that I tried to lift up in this world are going to run right back down by way of the Mizbeach, right back into the Shisan, right into the depths, right back into the underground water tunnels. But you know what? I'm going to keep trying. The simcha to be it. It's a simcha to live life, and this is how it is. There's ups and downs, that's how it works. So what I'm going to fight against, I'm going to walk around all bent out of shape, I'm going to be very depressed by that. It is what it is. I remember the Mashpia once told the story from the Satmar Rav. He said when the Satmar Rav came to America, he remembers he was walking in the streets, kashrus then was a very complicated thing. The Rav of Soloveitchik in Boston fought tooth and nail with some of the butchers and kashrus things. It was mamish, like pikuach nefesh, some of the stands that he was taking against some of these people. Anyway, so the Sama Rebbe came to America, and he saw some of these kosher style butchers, supposedly kosher, certainly not up to the standards of the Sama Rebbe. And he saw, and Mashpia said, he saw a store that had a neon sign in the window, and it was flashing on and off basar kosher, right, kosher meat, but it was like a flashing sign. The Sama Rebbe said, "Oh, so it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. It's kosher, not kosher. Kosher, not kosher. Kosher, not kosher." Right? Well, Mashpia said, "That's life. That's life. Sometimes, basar. We're all basar. Basar kosher, basar treif, basar kosher. A holy body, not so holy body. Holy thoughts, not such holy thoughts. Holy words, not such holy words. Yeah. Holy behavior, not such holy behavior. Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. Yeah. Sometimes kosher, sometimes not. It's an important limud." That's how it works. I'll just end with a part from Rav Chalap, Yaakov Moshe Chalap. Rav Chalap said that if you think about where we come from, it's Yaakov Avinu. And if you think about one of the most unbelievable moments in Yaakov's life, happens to fall out right around Rav Chalap's birthday, Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov's dream of the ladder, the up and down of the ladder. And he sees angels going up and down the ladder, up and down the ladder, up and down the ladder. Yeah? Angels going down? Who knew angels go down? What was Yaakov seeing in his dream? Yaakov was being told, Yaakov was being shown that as long as the ladder can reach back to the heavens, there can be ups and downs. Right? The ladder is what? The ladder is Mutzav Arzav Arosha Magiyah Shemaim. As long as you know where you're trying to get to, you're going to go up the ladder, you're going to come down the ladder, you're going to go up the ladder, you're going to come down the ladder. But that's all okay as long as what? As long as the ladder is stationed, as long as the top of the ladder is in a good place. But even the angels, yes, even the angels in his dream are going to go up and down. And Yaakov was being shown, Yaakov, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be years where you sit and learn, and you're surrounded by your children, and there's going to be years when you're going to be tortured by Lavan. And there's years when Klal Yisrael are going to be suffering in Mitzrayim. And there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. But as long as the ladder can somehow find a way to reach, right, all the way from the dirt to the highest heavens, so then everything's going to be okay. So Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength. Halavai, halavai, we shouldn't have so many yiridus. But again, in those moments, and again with Chodesh Mar Cheshvan upon us, coming out of such an exalted Yom Tov season, it's hard. It's hard to stay all the way up. Sometimes even the spiritual highs lead to bigger yiridus. But if a person understands, that's how it has to be. And maybe my yirida, if I can fight back, if I can lift myself up, who knows? Maybe I'll pull along a Jew who for a long time hasn't even thought about being a Jew. Or maybe even a holy soul that's one of the Umas HaOlam will all of a sudden have a hisoris to become a convert, to join the Jewish people. But it's not going to be al regal achas. The binyan has to be al shtei raglayim. A step up, a step down, climbing the ladder, and Emir Tzashem eventually, when the time comes, making it to the top of the ladder. To see a Kadosh Baruch Hu upon him, upon him. Shkoyach. I feel like a new sefer needs a niggin to start,